Blog Talk Radio.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message, well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Chief Pete!
Everybody say, our brothers, the soul, the whole, the best we've got.
Well, good evening, everyone. Today is Saturday, August 20th, 2022. I'm your host, Carmen, for tonight. I hope you had a great week. Tonight's topic is about prosper and being healthy even as your soul prosper, and I'll get into that in a minute. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for allowing us to be here one more time. We praise and give you honor and glory because you are a good God. Father, tonight we just pray that things will make sense to the hearers tonight and that they will take away with them words of life, words that will help them in their body, soul, and spirit. And we thank you, Father God, for the wisdom that you give us, the understanding. And I pray that you bless each and every person on the line tonight, and bring deliverance, bring truth, bring life to those things that are dead. And we just give you all the glory in Jesus' name. All right. I've been away for a couple of weeks, and I'm back. Welcome, and I hope you had a great week. Like Sister Lisa says, hello, familia, hello, family. And family is important, but Jesus says, he told us, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, but the ones that he was talking about, he says, but he replied, my mother and father are those who hear the word of God and carry it out. So it's the doers of God's words that are our family members. Sometimes it's not necessarily our own family, those that we were born in, the family that we were born into. Okay. As you will all know, I've been ministering on PGM for a while now. It's been some years of growing closer to the Lord here. I've been teaching about health and finances and, you know, your life and how to grow closer to God and grow close to Him. This past week I was talking to a friend and I was ministering to them about, you know, healthy things. And the scripture that came to mind that's been really vibrating in my being is John 3:12, where it says, beloved, I pray that in all respects, not that John was saying above all things, you know, not everything, but surely he never said that, that we would prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. So that was John that was talking to the church. And the Apostle John wished that our earthly careers would be bright and our spiritual careers and the things of God would be bright and that our bodies would be sound and our minds would be sound also and that our fortunes be sound too, you know. So he's talking about the body, the soul, and the spirit. And so we were talking last week on Wednesday. Was I normally would place the phone next to my bed and listen to it, but you know, I wake up so early, I never get past a certain point because my body's like asking for sleep. And I normally fall asleep, but I want to stay up, but I can't. And this particular evening on Wednesday, I fell asleep. I was in a deep sleep. But for some reason, which I never do, you know, I never wake up unless it's for some reason that God wants me to hear something or say something. I woke up, I mean, clear out of my sleep. And I was listening to Prophet Randy talk about the 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. But he was talking to somebody about health, and this person was mentioning something about pH water. And I woke up at that moment, and that's exactly what I was talking about with a friend about pH water and about health choices that we can make. And God has always had me center in on health, on the body, on the spiritual matters. In fact, he had me years ago training in nursing assistant, dental assistant, and also in psychology, the study of how individual or groups behave, how they're influenced by the presence and behaviors of others. So I started thinking about all the things that God was in the past doing in my life and showing me the areas that he would always bring me back that I actually enjoyed. And also Prophet Randy was talking about, you know, working, in my words, working smarter and not harder, not sweating as I also preached on that about the priests don't sweat. We are not supposed to sweat things that God, you know, if it's God, God will flow through you. And so there's certain things that he's called us to do. Each one of us has come for something. And so when you tap into that, you're going to tap into God's realm, and it won't be hard. You won't be sweating in those realms. It's going to be God doing it. Now, if you start sweating, that means you're putting your own energy and effort into it, and that's not God. And that's one way of testing, you know, wait a minute, I need to look at this. Why am I doing all this and it's not working? And so God was showing me again, and he woke me up. And so I heard the tail end of that conversation, and he says, well, if nobody else is going to be on the line, I'm going to, and I pressed one to be in the queue. And I informed Prophet Randy about all the things about pH balance water. And I mentioned that. So if you want to listen to that part of the show, that was on Wednesday. It was at the tail end of the show, maybe the last 15 minutes or the last 10 minutes. And I gave a lot of information based on what God has been showing me all these years. And so these things always fascinated me, you know, as a child. I was always centering, you know, my parents raised me up as a Catholic, and I admired the nuns, and I wanted to be a nun. I wanted to serve God. I didn't know how to serve God, but what I saw as a child and the people that were around me, they were caring, they took care, they taught. They taught about God, and I wanted to be that way. And so that always interested me. I believe that it was the Spirit of God that was already wooing me into the things of God, showing me, you know, this is the way that this is what I have for you, and teaching and being a nurse and, you know, learning in psychology and all these things. And I realized, wait a minute, all these things, I love all this stuff, and it interests me, and I want to help other people. So I guess after all these years, me realizing what God has had for me and where I'm supposed to operate in the prophetic. Each person in PGN has a different, as a minister, they operate differently. It's the same spirit, but they operate differently according to God's purpose in their lives, for what he has put them on earth for. And it may look a little bit different from the way that he uses me, but if you look at it and you hear the prophetic words and messages, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same Holy Spirit saying the same thing, but through the mouths of different prophets. And so at the end of that call, we on Thursday, we had communion. And my goodness, it was powerful. At the end of that show, God was moving, and he opened Prophet Randy's eyes about the 30, 60, 100-fold. And as he was speaking it, I knew it. I knew it in my spirit already what God was talking about, because I've been operating in a lot of this already. And so the 30 has to do with the body. The 60 has to do with your soul. And the 100 is the spirit. And so all those realms I've been operating in, and we're going to be hearing more about that, those realms, as the weeks go by. So listen in to Prophet Randy's show, because he's going to fill us in on the things that God is revealing to him and showing us. You know, even as we all take communion, we're lining up and getting it God has for us. And all this, if you remember the Christmas cards that he was sending out, and he was talking about the year of treasures, right? So God is doing something, and I believe that this is going to be especially in the end of these months of this year, there's going to be awesome things happening if we allow ourselves to catch hold of what God is trying to say. And some people are already seeing the manifestation of that in their lives. So getting back to the word, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. See, God, through John, is showing that he wants us to prosper in the spirit realm, in the realm of our bodies, in health, in prosperity, in our finances, in all these things, body, soul, and spirit. But all these other things will not come until the things of the spirit are manifest and prospering. Then everything else will, when we do ask for it, it'll come. Okay, so we have to be in right standing with God. So we finished the show, we caught on to what God was trying to say on Prophet Randy's, I believe it was, the communion show on Thursday. And so listen into that. It was close to the end where God was really touching Prophet Randy and others, you know, to minister, to bring out the word. And it was awesome. It was awesome. I can sense it, and people were getting healed. There was some deliverance there. And so I'm telling you, there's good stuff coming. And you know what's funny? For years, I've had an email that I had life to wholeness. That's all what it's all about. All this, God wanting us to prosper in all these areas, is to make us whole. So it's to make our bodies whole. It's to make our spirit whole, our souls whole. And so that's what PGN is all about. We do it more than we talk about it. When we do it more than we talk about it, people are set free. But, okay, so let me get into talking about a lot of health things, even mental things like for mental health in the coming months, you know, as the Lord leads. But let me start with one of the things that I had spoken about, and some of you may remember some of the topics that I have in the past spoken about. How we need to sleep. It's very important to sleep. And God was giving me all this week also, reiterating everything that I had learned. And from time to time, I'll repeat all these things, because they're new callers and they're old callers, and we need refreshing what we've learned in the past also. So to keep healthy, we need to sleep. We need to sleep our 8 to 9 hours. And many of us don't get that kind of sleep. And it's good to take naps. It is good to take. It brings your body. And I'm going to be talking about pH balance. And that's one of the things that I spoke with Prophet Randy, and I gave him an understanding of what pH, pH water is all about. Well, the pH stands for potential hydrogen. pH levels are based on a scale. If you take a piece of paper and you write from left to right, 0 to 14, a 0 being acidic and 14 being highly alkaline, right, the alkalinity scale. number lower from zero, from seven being the middle, which is where our pH balance is supposed to be. And it's a wonder, you know, seven, you know. And anything less than seven makes you more acidic on that piece. If you look at that piece of paper, anything to the left is more acidic. Anything to the right is alkaline. But it doesn't mean that the more alkaline stuff you take that it's better. No, there's certain levels of alkalinity that you can take to help you balance yourself. You can't go to the left and you can't go to the right. Alkaline or acidic or alkaline, because either end can create disease. And so our stomachs have a pH balance of 1. Lemon juice has 2. Vinegar has 2.2. Orange juice has 3.3 to 4.2. Pickles have 3.5 to 3.9. Coffee, and I'm talking about coffee without creamer, is number 5 on that scale. Pure water is about 7. That's if it's real good water. Sea water has 8 in alkalinity. It's more alkaline. Remember, anything past 7 becomes alkaline. Baking soda is 8.3. That's why they put baking soda in toothpaste, and that helps your mouth, because when you have a poor pH in your mouth, it starts creating cavities, gingivitis, and all these things. And baking soda actually helps. Actually, baking soda sometimes is used in pools to bring down the acidity in the pools, in the water of the pool. And so ammonia is 11. Soapy water, 11 to 12. Lye, 13. So I was speaking to Papa Randy, and I explained all these things that, you know, it's not just one thing. It's not just drinking alkaline water, because they sell this alkaline water. You see Smart Water. You see Fuji Water. There's all kinds of different waters. And if you want, you can go online and go to YouTube, and you can see the different, just write what's the best pH water. And you'll see many, many, many people creating videos showing you that they'll take a kit. Within that kit, they have a chart, and they have strips, and they have a bottle, which is a pH indicator. So they take all these bottled waters, and they have cups in front of them, and they add these drops to the water. And they test it and see how that water changes color. And according to the chart, if it's more red, or it goes like red, orange, yellow, green, those are more acid. And anything from 7, which is supposed to be like a greenish blue, goes from blue to purple to really dark purple, and that's more alkaline. So according to the studies, it says that the more alkaline your water is, the better for you, because it helps you to balance out from the acidity from the foods that we eat. Sometimes we eat too much meat and things that have sugar, and, you know, that bring our bodies to become more acidic, which is the more acidic it becomes, the more prone you are to becoming sick. And there's different diseases depending on what side of the scale you're on, you can get. And if there's any children tonight, please have them go away, because I'm going to be talking about some things that children shouldn't be listening to. So, for instance, many women will have infections, and it's due to what they're eating. A lot of depression will come from things that we're eating, because we go off on that chart, either too acid or too alkaline, and people will become depressed sometimes. The things that we eat can bring off balance, can cause you to have yeast infections, could cause you to have bacteria. It could be due to different things. Like, for instance, too much sugar can cause you to have yeast infections. And so if you learn how to eat right and drink your pH water, it's not a one-thing cure-all, because some people think, you know, oh, well, what's going to make me healthy? And it's going to be my pH water. No, 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 no. That's just one of the things. The lack of sleep can throw pH. Okay? So you have to understand sleep is important. What you drink is important. What you eat is important. How you think is important, because your thoughts can change your pH in your body. It can change a lot of things in your body. And so stress in jobs can make you, your body, like people will have, what's that called, acid reflux due to high stress. And that means if they get tested, their pH balance is off. It's not normal. And so there's different parts of your body that have different pH. But basically what I'm talking about is what you put in. Exercise can help you to breathe out the carbon, what is it called? You know, you breathe in oxygen and you breathe out. Somebody help me. It just slipped. But, you know, those are toxins that come out of your body. And if you test your body, you'll notice that your pH, you know, changes also with just exercise. So it's important to understand it's not one thing, just exercise, or eating right, and eating leafy greens, or drinking the water, or just sleeping at the right time. All those in combination help your body to be normal. And so there are kits out there that you could either buy on Amazon or even in a health food store, that either you could put in your mouth with your saliva and measure it, and you can see what part on the pH scale you are in. And usually there's one for urine where in the mornings you'll pee in that strip, and you can see what color it's changing to. And so as you see what color it's changing to, you can tell what part of that scale you're in. And so usually the first urine in the day, because that's when you're highly acidic. Do you understand that even going to the bathroom can help you become more pH balanced? People that are stuck that don't go to the bathroom and are not in, that don't have that ease of going and getting their toxins out, end up having higher pH levels. They're more alkaline. And so that's why it's important to eat the right food, so that your body gets into that balance and excretes out through excrement, through urine, through sweat, through, breathing, through exercise. You're breathing out the toxins. So you see, you know, you're helping your body to eliminate all that. All these things help your body to get in the right proper pH level. Things that you put on your skin, you have to be real careful. Women, you have to be careful how you wash your private parts down there. You could throw things off by the perfumey body washes that you use that are not supposed to be meant for that area, because it throws the your pH balance off, and you're susceptible to infections. Men are also prone to some issues too. The underwear that you use can cause your private areas to change in the pH, and that could be a problem. You could start having yeast infection. You can start having itchiness and all these, you know, you're not taking care of the body. It's best, like in those cases, to use cotton. Men, it would be great to use boxers. I know that everybody wants to be in style and this and that, and they're selling boxers for women. Cotton is better for women, for men also. And so that keeps your area with your pH balance correct, fine. When you go to the gym, some people just keep on and they go out throughout the day and they don't realize they need to shower and clean because there's bacteria there. And so that can also throw your pH balance in your private area. Having sex also can cause problems. a man's semen has a certain pH, and it is good when a woman wants to get pregnant, because that high pH tends to protect the sperm and for her to get pregnant. So all those, you know, God has made our bodies so incredible, so awesome that, I mean, even in things like that, the pH levels, he has thought about all those things. So there are kits that you can test your water. I don't recommend the supermarket water, and here's why. For those pH waters, what I would recommend is that you go to your local city and look up either on your phone book or online and try to find a place where they have stores where you could put money in and you could, you know, collect your pH water. There's many places all over in different states and different places, but I think that would be best because you're getting fresh pH balanced water. Some of this water that has been in our supermarkets could be weeks and even months sitting in storages waiting to be sent off to the supermarket, and the pH balance changes. It's not always accurate, because it's maybe old water. Sometimes they put them on special, and they do that for that reason, to get rid of them, to keep them moving, because they lose their efficacy. So I would recommend for you to find a store where you can get fresh water that's pH balanced, because they run them through machinery and some filters to make them, a special machine to make it pH balanced. All right, so I also spoke about exercise. Years ago, I had given a show on exercise, and I spoke about Jack LaLanne. Jack LaLanne was a pioneer in exercise. He was a sickly young man, and he got help with his health. He came into this one meeting where he heard this man talking about health and nutrition and all that stuff, almost on a mat, because he couldn't walk. He had such bad health. Well, the man that he was listening to was Paul Bragg, the maker of Bragg apple cider vinegar. And so he started learning about exercise and all this stuff, health things for health. And he became like a guru. And I don't know if some people still remember, he sold many machines for juicing. And so he got his health back by juicing and exercising and eating right and drinking the right things. And so the man that helped him was Paul Bragg. Today, I'm not sure if his daughter is the one that still has the company or she passed away. But I think she's on the label with her face really small on the label. Apple cider vinegar is not for everybody, but apple cider vinegar is not your ordinary vinegar. It has probiotics in it. Probiotics help your pH balance. And so you can use that in your salad. You could even use that on your skin, and it'll soften your skin. It'll bring the correct pH balance to your skin. Some people dilute it and use it on their face. It's used for so many things. Not everybody can handle apple cider vinegar. There are kits out there that can help you to test the water that you have, so that when you get it from a store or whatever, you can test the bottled water or the water that you get from stores that do the pH balance, that sell the pH balance water through machinery. That way you know if you're getting the right deal, because they use filters and they use a machinery, and that, I mean, things can go wrong with that. So what else? Oh, nuts, almonds tend to be more alkaline. I think it was the cashews, I'm thinking, I think they're more acidic. So, you know, there are charts. You can find charts online that will help you with knowing what kind of foods you should be eating so that you can balance it out. But always with the consulting your doctors, okay? Don't always take your health all in your hands. You need to go to either someone that is a naturopath that deals with all this stuff that, you know, if you're ill, I wouldn't do anything that could cause more harm to your health. But things like exercise and things like that won't hurt you. Unless there's issues with your bones and things like that. But there's always something that can get you going. And understand that even walks can help you to breathe out toxins from your body. So we talked about food. We talked about water. We talked about stress, sleep. There's also people that have gotten so sick with cancer, and I've spoken about this before. There was a doctor from Germany that stumbled on how to reverse illnesses in people. And he was helping someone that was part of Hitler's regime. And this man had a wife that was sick, and he went to this doctor called Dr. Gerson. Dr. Gerson started taking his wife as his patient and started taking other people by simply having them eat apples and nothing else, you know, cleaning their bodies, doing enemas, getting their bodies cleansed out from the toxins. And eventually he grew into this and helped many people to the point where they tried to kill him because the other doctors didn't want his fame, him to get too famous. Otherwise, you know, they were going to lose. And so he eventually had to leave. He had to leave Germany and came to the United States, and the issues continued. And then from the U.S., he moved into Mexico because the rules and regulations were less restrictive, and it wasn't as hard as it was in the United States to get help for people. So today there's many clinics in Mexico that help people that have illnesses, and what they do is they put them through a program where they clean them out and they have them juicing with special machinery that doesn't kill the enzymes of the fruits and vegetables that they get. First they get, depending on how ill they are, they either get liquid feeding, you know, with fruits and vegetables and cleansing, and they go back into remission and they get healed too late because they are past that point of return. So some of them take it, but there's many testimonies with that. So with having said that, each week I'll try to bring some topic that has to do with health, that has to do with mental illness. Also, tonight with a lot of mental illness, a lot of it has to do with food. Some of it has to do with stress. And some of it can be due to seasonal changes. We've been having a lot of rain. And just the fact that it gets gloomy outside can affect, and it'll be a seasonal depression that some people will get. In Alaska, some people are prone to a depression because of the changes of the daylight. They have certain more darkness a certain time of year, and it can affect them. So having said all this, I hope you understand, you know, where I'm going each week and to help people out and help them to in different areas as the Lord leads, okay? And so anyone that wants to receive prayer and prophecy tonight, please raise your hands tonight by dialing 1, and that'll place you in the queue. And I'll begin with taking calls. One moment. All right. My first caller, 910-709, your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hi. Hello, Miss Sylvia. Give me one moment.
Hi.
Let me put you on. God bless you. It's always good to hear her. Father God, we just thank you for Miss Sylvia, Father God. We just thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Miss Sylvia, I just see like a platter, and like God putting a platter before you. I dare to say a silver platter. There's some things that are being put before you that are for you. Amen. And that platter is so that you can collect the things that God has for his people, because he's giving you a platter to give you certain things that he's going to fill on that platter. Okay? And so he's giving you a silver platter. And that's a good thing from what I'm sensing. It's a good thing. And so that platter, as you take it and you allow God to fill it, that's what you're going to serve others. You're going to serve them, the things from heaven, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Miss Sylvia. Lord, I pray that you use her mightily, that you give her the wisdom to know what things are from you and what is not. Thank you, Lord, for how you're moving in her life, in Jesus' name. And the best is yet to come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Miss Sylvia. Miss Sylvia, how are you?
Oh, great. How are you?
Oh, fine. What's going on?
Oh, well, I guess this coincides with what has happened the past 2 days. He's been sending me out yesterday. Pastor got delivered, and today he had me go deliver someone else. It was a young girl. She just gave her life to God. And she was doing some things, and she was delivered from some things from the past. And when you just said this, today he told me that he was blessing my feet and that he was making a path for me to walk down. And so when he said this, all of it sort of, you know, just ties together.
Mm. Yeah, I sense that it may be now, and I think it's still for the future is what I'm sensing.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And even when I said that, I could sense it in my spirit. I felt that. Yeah, so it's something that's maybe started, and it's still going to move in the future. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. That's awesome, Miss Sylvia. I'm proud of you. Thank the Lord, you know. And so don't stop. And just, you know, hold that silver platter of whatever it is that God is filling.
Yeah.
You just, just say, give me more.
That's what I do. Yes.
You have any other testimonies for us?
Oh, no, that's it. I thank you.
Right.
I enjoyed your sermon on help tonight.
Yes, I sense that the Lord is going to have me do more of that, because many people need to know how to take care of their health and their mental, the things of in their mind and the will and their emotions, you know, that the enemy can try using to attack them. So, we'll be hearing more about that as the Lord leads.
Okay. Well, I thank you for praying tonight, and God bless you.
Well, God bless. All right. Thank you. You have a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. All right, 903-918, your name and where you're from.
This is Michelle from Texas.
Michelle from Texas. All right. Father God, we just thank you for Michelle from Texas, Lord. I just see you on a bicycle. And that bicycle is taking you further. I don't know what that's all about. I just saw you on a bicycle. The things that you weren't able to do before, you're going to get further And I think this is just the beginning. It's just the beginning. God is just showing you that the things that you are praying, the things that you are asking him, there's some release there. And it's almost like if you're on a bicycle and you're going further with less effort. And so God's going to continue showing you that as you are listening to him, and he's going to show you how to do more, like work smarter, not harder. So that's what I'm seeing. You on the bicycle is almost like it's going to be less effort. And I thank you, Lord. But that's just a baby step to it. There's more to come. So I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Miss Michelle. Bless her and help her to have those ears to hear and sharpen her hearing, Father God, so that she can hear and do more for your kingdom's sake in Jesus' name. Hi, Miss Michelle. How are you? Oh, wait a minute. Let me put her on. She's not on. All right. There you go. Hi, Miss Michelle. How are you?
I'm fine. And you? And I received that word because I could see that.
So it's already in operating, huh?
Yeah.
So I saw you. I saw you on a bicycle. I don't know. I was like, should I say this? So it's a confirmation. It's an encouragement for you to know that he's doing something in your life, and there's more. There's more. It's just a bicycle right now. It's going to go at a certain speed now, but there's more as you listen and you hear, and you're going to move faster and faster. So how are you? How's your daughter?
She's doing better.
Oh, good. Praise God.
She's doing much better than what she was. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad for that. So
I'm just continually praying for her. Mm-hmm.
Good, good. Yeah, you continue praying and don't stop. Continue trusting the Lord for whatever it is that he's putting your heart to pray about. Do you have any testimonies for us tonight?
No, not tonight. There are things, you know, taking place, but like you said, God is helping me and showing me the way. So praise God.
Praise the Lord. Anything else you would like to say tonight?
No. I was like, Ms. Sylvia was saying, I was just listening to the message about health. And
good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to be bringing more of that. I think we need that. I'm sensing that. And as we get older, we need more help in that. I just feel that strongly. I don't understand it all, but I feel it really strong. And the funny thing is that when I get into it, oh, my goodness, I'm like in my element. I know that I'm flowing because that's what God has me to do. I love it. You know, it's not hard for me. I could be hours studying about things of health and things like that. It's just, you know, I'm even thinking about maybe going to continue doing that. But as the Lord opens doors for me. But meanwhile, I'll give it all away to the CGN family. Amen.
Yeah,
so, all right.
Yeah, it's a blessing because you know what the Lord is wanting to do in our lives. We have to be healthy, you know.
Yeah.
Because we never know where he's going to take us or what we're going to do, and we need help mentally and spiritually and physically to do what he has for us. So I'm glad he's using you in that area.
But always remember to talk to your doctors about things, because not everybody's body is the same. And some people are taking medication, or they may have something, you know. And so just don't take your health into your hands. Listen with a grain of salt and then ask questions. You know, maybe whatever I talk about may be stirring something in you or anyone that's listening to ask questions from their doctor, or maybe try something, you know, with the guidance of their doctor, okay? So always, always, always check with your doctor and allow. But, you know, there's things that we can do, like exercise, drinking the right water. And I want to mention this because many years when I started drinking pH water, and this is important, I had stopped drinking it. And because all of a sudden I was getting headaches. And so what I was told was that sometimes your body's pH balance gets to a certain place. It helps your body to get rid of toxins. And so I was experiencing an overload of toxins, and that's what was causing my headaches. So thinking not strange. Yeah, so thinking not strange. You know, when you do drink water, just make sure that you continue. You know, you may stop and wait and then continue again. And if it's too much, you know, but you don't want to hurt yourself. So you have to be really careful. And these fads that are out, you know, keto diets and, you know, Atkins diet, you know, I don't know about all those things. I think that we need, you know, to be well-rounded in what we eat, we drink. It shouldn't be, you know, a lot of this or a lot of that. And people can actually hurt themselves. There was a fad with gluten. Well, you know, I'm gluten intolerant, so I'm not eating bread anymore. And, you know, a lot of people end up hurting themselves because they stop eating bread, and there's these little hairs called cilia in the stomach lining that actually, because they weren't eating bread for a long period of time, when they introduced bread again, they weren't able to eat it. It made them sick because those little hairs were destroyed. The body didn't need them, so they weren't there anymore. So we have to be really careful. There are things that doctors have to test us for, but not take matters in our own hands. Taking pomegranate juice or eating garlic, but even to the extreme, anything to the extreme can cause us to hurt ourselves. We can cause so many things. So we have to be really careful. You don't want to hurt yourself, but introduce things little by little and understand that the body will become, start to detox. And as a detox, you may have experience headaches. You may experience headaches. So I don't know. We have to be really careful with these fad diets. You know, just avocado and, you know, okay, but use other things too. Drink water, sleep right. I want you all to get into a balance of everything, not just one thing. There's no miracle thing. Amen? So, okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, that was it. Thank you.
Well, God bless you. And you have a blessed week.
God bless you too.
All right.
You too. Good night.
Good night. All right. This is 605-390. Your name and where you're from?
Carla, Arkansas.
Carla. All right. I'm going to put you on mute, and then I'll come back to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up Carla, Father God. Thank you, Lord. There's a bit of dissatisfaction. You're wanting one thing, and it's not coming that way. There's some people that you would rather have in your life, but God is not allowing it for your benefit. And, you know, sometimes we try to hold on to certain people in our lives when God is trying to get them away. And so, thank you, Lord. So don't be shocked when these people are, for one reason or another, there's reasons why people are with us for a season, and then there's seasons that they're no longer there, and God places other people in our lives. And it's for our betterment, for us to grow. And so certain people are not there to grow with us. They reach a certain point, and that's it. And so we got to understand that we have to let go. There's seasons that people come into our lives, and there's seasons that they have to go. And that's all I'm getting. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Ms. Carla, Lord. Bless her, Father God, and help her to see that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hi, Miss Carla. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How about you?
Good. Good. Blessed. And how's your week? And do you have anything for us? Any testimonies?
Well, my week is not going so good. My weekend ain't going so good because I'm on call and it's been crazy. You know, all that health stuff you were talking about, I've studied that stuff for years, trying to get my own health back. And
wow.
What you prayed for a while ago, I think was confirmation for me. I've been sick for a long time, and now I'm starting to get better. And me and my husband, it's just like an equally yoked type deal. And because I was a Christian when I met him, and then when I got sick, and, you know, I'm seeking after God, and I don't think he is. And so we've been separated for a while, but, you know, I want the marriage to work, and he's just acting a little nuts because he's a bit of a narcissist. And so I think that was confirmation in my answer that I've been wanting.
Wow.
I've been praying, God, I need an answer because I don't know what to do. I mean, you know, I'm tired of hurting like this. I'm tired of going through this. And so even though I know people have different beliefs about divorce and different stuff like that, I think that was my answer.
Well, sounds like what happened to me. I was married. But we were yoked, equally yoked when we first started. But then as the years would go by, being a military wife, I was alone a lot. And so I needed encouragement, and I was seeking the Lord. I was always seeking the Lord, didn't know where. And then I got born again. And that is where things started really bad for both of us, because I got closer to God and he didn't. And so many years of praying and seeking the Lord, he started doing things that he wasn't supposed to. And that's when the Lord, right before that, the Lord says, I'm calling you. And I'm like, yeah, I know. You've been telling me all these years that you're calling me. And he says, no, I'm calling you. And so I heard that voice, and I told him, and he didn't want any part of it. And so things shortly after, when he rejected it, things went haywire, and that's when I had to make a decision. And, yeah, it hurts. It hurts. But when you do what God is trying to show you, you move forward, and you don't look back. You keep moving forward to what God has for you. And so certain people are not allowed to be with you because they don't have the same mind. They don't have the mind of Christ to, you know, go to through that direction. Think about Joseph. Joseph had to leave his family behind because they didn't have the same mindset. And so, yes, he went through stuff, but in the long run, look where God took him, because he had a purpose and a plan for him. Yes, he went through hell and back. Yes, he was in jail. Yes, he was accused of things, but he kept pressing. He kept moving forward. He kept believing that there was a purpose and a plan for him. He kept believing God. And so look at all those years that if he would have given up, he would have never seen how God would have used him later on for something big, to even save his own family. So where you're at, yeah, I have gone through a lot of things, a lot of pain too, and but that's not always forever, and you got to keep trusting.
Yeah,
God.
And I guess.
And so,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I guess, you know, there was part of me that was hoping that wasn't the case because this is my third marriage, and I'm like, the first two marriages, one I loved when I was young to get away from my mama, and then the second one was 20 years, you know, and I don't know what happened there. He went through a midlife crisis or something and ended up with 30-some-year-old. But, you know, I had, like, reservations on those two marriages. You know, I wasn't ready for the first one, and the second one I was like, I don't know if I want to get married again because the first one didn't work, and I just had reservations. But I guess what stumps me the most about this one, because I've kind of been feeling like you know, that what God has for me, that Mark wasn't going to be part of that, because he's not willing to push forward spiritually, and he's just got a lot of mess.
But
well,
I guess
part of the reason I'm having a hard time understanding it was because when we got married, I didn't have one bit of, oh, I shouldn't do this. I finally thought I found the one God has for me, because I didn't even have any bit of reservation or nothing at all about it. And I guess that's why everything that's happened the way it's happened has been quite confusing to me.
Yeah. When years ago I used to teach teenagers, give Bible studies to teenagers, and there was a class that I remember that I know that it was the Lord, because shortly after, the year after that, one of the teenagers that I gave classes to got married. And God was preparing her through that teaching that I was giving them. And I told them, you know, you can't be unequally, you love God, but you have to make sure that this person that is with you, that you say you love, and that they say that they love you, that it's from God. You have to seek God on the matter. And this one girl did not listen. None of the teenagers listened. Later on, they got married, and then they went through hell and back. And so I have learned some things that, you know, because I was equally yoked to my husband, but as the years went by, there was a separation. But the Word of God does say to stay with them. Unless it doesn't please the other person and they want to leave, then you have to stay in peace and then let them leave. But to initiate it, no, we are not to initiate a divorce or anything. Unless they want it, then you just stay in peace. Nobody's equipped. The only way that you're equipped is by having God and loving God and being led by God, because God is the one that's going to make the marriage work. There's no marriage that you're going to go into that you're going to think it's going to be hunky-dory. No. Things will happen.
Right.
But
yeah,
if a woman loves God and a man loves God, it will work, because God is there on both sides. But there's nothing that says that it's going to work without God. So that's
right.
The mistake that I was trying to avoid these girls of making, and these young men, and letting them know, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer if you get involved with somebody that's not seeking God like you are. And so I taught my daughter that, and there was a pastor that says, does anybody know, he was teaching the youth, does anybody know what being unequally yoked is all about? And so my daughter opened her mouth, because she was taught by me. And she says, uh-huh. Yeah, when you marry somebody that's not a believer and you are a believer. And he was like, and he didn't take it lightly, and he wanted to turn things different, and I didn't understand what was going on. Later on, I find out that the wife was not a believer. His wife was not a believer. He was a pastor, but he married somebody that wasn't a believer. And so God used a young girl, my daughter, to show him that what he was doing was wrong. And he had recently had gotten married. I had not known them before that, so I didn't know all the story. See, God will catch your attention when you're doing something wrong. And
right.
So I was, why would he treat her that way? You know, I was like really shocked. But see, God will use even a child. He'll use a donkey to tell you, hey, you're doing this or that. But just because you failed before doesn't make you a failure. You just seek the Lord and keep moving forward. Sometimes there'll be another person. Sometimes no. Maybe you'll continue without someone for the rest of your life. But regardless, it's between you and God. You know, God understands. But people have been married 2-3 times. They were young. They make mistakes. But as you seek the Lord, God will help you. God will help you and guide you and lead you. And so there's no condemnation there. Just continue seeking
right.
God. I know it's not, it's painful. It's rejection. But don't stay stuck in the rejection. because you can't move forward. You can't move forward, and the longer you stay there, the harder it is going to be, you know. So just move forward and enjoy everybody, and then serve God. And as you're serving God, if that God will have somebody for you, then it'll happen as you're serving Him. But don't put your eyes on another partner. Put your eyes on having God, more of God. And sometimes, you know, we attract who we are. And so if we're not what we want, then we need to spend more time with the Lord, and He changes us. And so as we're changing, we attract what we desire. You know, He'll give you the desires of your heart, but sometimes He won't, because it'll be a mess. So, you know, seek Him first in everything. I know that as I seek Him first in all things and desire Him more, my desires start changing, and my desires become His desires. And when my desires become His desires, I start praying those things in. And, you know, like one time I was like, why am I having an answer to prayer so much? And it was that my desires were God's. And so I was understanding what He wanted. And so when I would pray what He wanted, they would come. It would come to pass, because it was lining up with His will. Things were lining up with, I'll give you an example. I didn't want ever to, I was a military wife. I never wanted to go to Italy. It scared me as a young woman to go to another nation. And God had planned for us. And so the first time that that came around, my ex-husband was really low in rank. And, oh, we couldn't go to Italy. What do you think? And I'm like, no, I don't want to go to Italy. I had just had a baby. I had a little girl, a little boy. And I was scared. I didn't want to be away, because it was a lot of responsibility for me to take care of the family. So years go by, I'm seeking the Lord, and I find myself in prayer. I said, Lord, all of a sudden I said in my spirit, I said, Lord, I spoke it out loud. I said, Lord, I want to go to Italy. I don't know where that came from, but I was seeking God so much, and my desires were His desires, and I started praying. I said, Lord, I want to go to Italy. Do you know we got orders in 2 weeks after that?
Wow.
Comes on, he says, we got orders to Italy again. The first time was years when I was a young woman, and then later on my kids were bigger. I had 3 kids at that time. And I was like, I know this was from God. I know. There was a reason for me to be over there, to minister to people, to help in the church. And I didn't understand it. And then later on I thought, wow. You were trying to get me there from the beginning, and I didn't want to. I wasn't lined up with what you wanted me to do. I rejected that because I didn't know any better. I didn't know any better. God wanted me there, but it wasn't the time. So as you see God more and more and line up with His love and what He wants, your desires become God's. It's like a husband and wife. You start thinking the same. You start talking the same. So seek the Lord first.
Okay.
Seek the Lord first.
Amen.
Well,
yep, amen.
Nice talking to you. Is there anything
nice
else you'd like us to pray
about? No, that was really, I've just been praying about that. And I'm like, I need some confirmation, God, because I don't know what to do. I think I got it.
We don't pursue divorce. On our part, we don't pursue that.
Right.
We pray and we believe and we continue believing. But if the other person wants to leave, then you let them go.
Yeah.
And sometimes their actions. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's been gone a while. I mean, you know, we had tried to start working it out a couple, you know, from like October until March, and then he started his old ways again. And I said, look, I'm just not going to let you destroy me emotionally. Stevie, you need to get some help, some deliverance or something, or you need to just go. And he went, and that was the last time he spoke to me. And so I've been emotional basket case kind of up and down, and I've been praying, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to go. I'm just going to wait. And so,
yeah, well, in my case, he was just lying. He got caught many times, and I was like, no. I go, you got to decide. And then I helped him to decide. And then, you know, because it was a lot of many years of praying the same thing, and it was destroying me. My person was destroying my personality. I was becoming low self-esteem because, you know, of his manipulations. But, you know, God, the word of God, that's what the word of God says. You know, if an unbeliever wants to stay, then you stay with them. But if they don't want and they want to leave, then you let them go. You have to have peace. I want us to stay in peace.
Right.
You don't, you know, you don't go against it. But if you're married to an unbeliever, then you stay married to the unbeliever. If they're happy with you, you stay with them. Because they can come to Christ. You don't know if it's through you, they might come to know the Lord. But, you know, they make decisions too. So you have to go with that. So, but we are, on our part, never reject anyone, never pursue that.
Right. Okay, well, I will let you get to some more callers. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. You have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. 662-806. Let me remind everybody that after a while, if you try getting back on, I had a whole bunch of people on the line, but people get antsy and they don't want to wait, but then they find that when they try to call back in, they can't get back in. So do understand there's a certain point that Block Talk doesn't allow you to go back in and get on the line. It would be best to wait, and I'll get to you. I always get to everybody that's on the line. I don't care how late, but there's a lot of callers waiting. All right. Next call, 662-806, your name and where you're from.
This is Cynthia from Mississippi.
All right, Cynthia. Nice to hear you, Miss Cynthia. One moment. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Cynthia. Yes, Miss Cynthia, I'm sensing. Thank you, Lord. I'm sensing, Father God, that you're showing her that there's pauses in life. That there's pauses and that there's a wait and then there's a go. And then there's a wait and then there's a go. And then there's a wait and then there's a go. If there this is what I'm getting. If there is no clear sound from the other end of certain things that God is trying to tell you, you keep moving. You pause and you keep moving. And if there's nothing there, you pause and you keep moving. But don't stay stuck, because in the pause, you can stay stuck, Miss Cynthia. And what God is trying to tell you, that it's okay to pause and wait and listen and hear and then keep moving. If you don't hear anything, keep moving. Keep moving and he'll show you. So there's pauses. I'm sensing like a pause and go, pause and go, wait, stop, and wait and listen and then go. That's all I'm sensing. You may understand what that's all about. Father God bless Miss Cynthia. Give her direction in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, Miss Cynthia, are you there?
Yes. Excuse me. Yes, I am, and I've been wanting to hear which church that I should join, and I'm kind of torn. So
that sounds expensive now.
I'm sorry.
That makes sense. That does make sense now.
Yes. Yeah.
What God is trying to show you is that you're going to go to these churches, check it out, wait on and hear what the Lord has to say. And if you don't hear anything, keep moving, keep going. And then go to the next one, pause, wait for his direction, and then go. If you don't hear anything. It makes sense now. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
And that's specifically what I asked him for.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. So now you got directions as to how to proceed.
Yes.
Now you know how to move forward, what to do. Right?
Yes.
So check it out. And if you don't feel God saying anything, then you keep moving. It's okay to pause. It's okay to go to the church. It's okay to go and then check it out. Wait. And if you don't hear God saying anything, move to the next one. That's how we also learn how to hear the voice of God. You'll know that you know, in your spirit, what is God, what God is trying to show you. All right.
Yes, thank you.
Is there any testimony you have for us? I love hearing testimonies.
Not right now. That was just all I needed. And, boy, you sure gave it to me.
Yeah, the Lord gave it to you. If it doesn't make any sense to me, I'm just a vessel. Don't make no sense to me. Until you open your mouth to say what it is, I'm like, okay. Because you got to understand, I'm listening to the Lord on my end. I don't know what's going on. But as you hear it, it makes sense to you.
Yes.
See?
Yes,
yeah, and it's hard for me sometimes because sometimes I'll see something and I'm like, do I want to say that? But I'm learning more and more that I can't keep shut and I have to say exactly what I see. I see the things and I have to say it. I may not understand it, but you guys are always going to understand it. Or maybe later on. Sometimes the word is for later, not for the moment, or it was something for the past. Or some direction. God works in mysterious ways.
Yes.
Wow. So now you know how to go and not to feel nervous about doing. So you can move because that's what God wants you to do. Move and wait. Nothing.
Yes.
You don't hear anything. Move. Sort of like a stoplight. You know, wait.
Yeah.
Then go. Or proceed with caution.
Yes.
Oh. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, no. The Lord gave me exactly what I needed through you. So I just thank him for that. And Lord bless you. And I will let you move on to your next caller. And thank you so much.
Well, God bless you. It's always nice to hear you. All right. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see, where was I? All right, 404-543, your name and where you're from.
Hi, Carmen, this is Madeline from Georgia.
Hey, Miss Madeline. A lot of nice people that I'm listening to. I'm good. You know the deal. I'll put you on mute, and then I'll get you right back. All right, hold one. Thank you, Lord, for Madeline, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say you got the little rascal in you, like you're you're being naughty, but in a funny way, like a child being naughty sometimes. But you're just curious, is what I'm sensing. You're just curious, and it may seem like other people may think that it's being naughty, but it's not. It's just you're curious about some things of the things of God, and so you get into some situations, but it's almost comical. It's almost comical. And so the Lord will have you know that it's okay to be curious. It's okay. It's okay, and don't worry about what other people think about you. Because he loves you, and he made you just the way you are. You're special to him. You're special to him. And you just continue moving and being curious of the things of God. Oh, wow. That was different. All right, let me get back to Miss Madam. Hi, Miss Madam. How are you?
Hi, I'm all right. That is funny because I'm perceived just different in my workplace, at my church, family, and they just can't get it, and I'm seeking God, and he's just doing some things in my life where he's removing some things of doctrine from family, and so I just, you know, I seek God about it. I found a family about 2 weeks ago was actually...
That's where the curiosity is coming in, huh?
Yeah.
You're inquiring, and that maybe that bothers them?
Yeah. Well, it gets where there was a family that the mom was apprehended in front of my workplace. But on the way to work, I couldn't leave out right then. And I said, okay, Lord, what's up? You know, you're holding me back for a reason. And so when I did get there, the police was all around this one vehicle in front of my workplace. And so I was, and I saw a young girl apprehended, and I was trying to, I said, Lord, what's going on? And I could really see where I need to intervene. So I finally came into the door, and there was another employee in there. And I said, come on, let's pray, let's pray. I just need someone to pray and agree for what's going on out here, for a bad situation turn around for the good. And that's good. What happened. And so I called my coworkers. Well, it was about giving and helping. And I did see some drugs that fell, and the girl put her foot over where the police didn't see it. But then the Lord had me to go out there, and then when I did, because they apprehended the mom, but they kept the family and the two little ones was standing outside with their dad and all their belongings. And so, I was into that. And
that's where the curiosity.
Yeah, and I went out there, and then I heard the Lord said, told me to tell him, okay, you need to stop. I saw the drugs. It's no accident you stopped in front of this building at this time. And so, yeah, that was it. And so that was
it. You be who you God called you to be. There's a reason for it. Now we see the reason.
Yeah. So my coworker's looking like, what is she doing? And but the people got to a extended stay. But I caught the thing in giving. But that was the move of God, you know. And they did. My doctor said, you're different. I don't get you. But God was releasing people from being judgmental and stingy and this and that. But if they all know the Lord, they all go, but it's just like they're not involved. And God gets us involved. And so I wanted to know what else was going to turn out of this. But anyway, they wind up coming to our church, and they're still doing little stuff, but I don't get involved. And so I got this big, I guess I put people to question, you know, they think they got me figured out, but I be talking to the Lord about it. I said, okay, what's next?
Maybe it's just prayer. Maybe they need you to pray for them. You know, God wants you to pray for them. You see all this, you understand their situation. Sometimes we don't do anything. Sometimes all we have to do is pray in the spirit. I know I had a friend that God had told me to tell them that God was doing something in their lives. And when I said that, I was obedient to say it, right?
Yeah,
once I said that, I started to pray in the spirit, like it would come in waves. I could feel it in my own spirit, man. And it would come really strong. And when it would come strong, I would pray in the spirit. And then when it would go away, it was almost like the Holy Spirit was giving me relief and released for a little bit, and then got me praying again. And in that week, that person heard something that set them free. They heard a preaching, and they were set free. And they saw me in a different way, and they said, you know, everything you had been telling me, I heard in that preaching. And it opened my eyes. Everything you said, but I didn't listen to you. They didn't want to listen to me. And so they listened to me, you know. The Holy Spirit got a hold of that person, and they had to listen. Then things made sense. And that's better than you trying to tell. Sometimes God will use us, but sometimes it'll be directly through the Holy Spirit that it'll shake them up and wake them up. And so God uses us in praying in tongues for a person. We just have to be obedient. And, you know, I was obedient to say, God is doing something in your life this week. God is dealing with you about something. I don't know. And I started, and I would pray, and even as I would speak to the person, I would feel it in my spirit, man. I would feel, and even now that I'm talking to you, I could feel that in my spirit, man, like almost like a confirmation. So I believe that that's what you need to do. Pray for them, and as the Holy Spirit shows and reminds you to pray for them, something in their lives will break, but it'll be the work of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, that's powerful. That's gold. Yes. And that's what I was doing. And while that happened, I asked the Lord, because he had me on a sabbatical for a while, and I was going through, and I could feel the shift. I could feel him just moving. And when I did that, that's when the Lord said, I want you to preach last week, and that family was there, and the dad was able to understand. He go, whoa, because I'm going to say exactly what he says. If not, it's not trying to prove anything. It's just we must be about our Father's business. And so the greatest thing he moved from me is fear of looks and you know, being perceived because I was controlled by the looks on people's face. Even though I was going to obey God anyway, I did care about those in leadership and those closest to you, you know, that would, you know, have something to say. So he removed that, and I got blessed by that, and I said, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, I think, you know, like a mischievous child, you know, but I don't want to use that word, not mischievous. It maybe in the eyes of other people, it's like, you know, what is this child doing? But there's a reason why. And God wants you to be the way that you are. He wants you to inquire about things, and it makes sense now. It makes sense.
It does.
Wow.
I do. I asked him, like a child, I want to know some things. I'm being, you know, like, you know, just being, like you said, with naughty. Like, well, why you ask that? I want to know. And I asked the Father. I said, well, Lord, what is that? And he talks to me, and he'll lead me or confirm. And he just confirmed in my life. And so I've come to settle with the Lord of what he has to say more so than what others.
You know what
I
got now? You know what I just got now? I got a picture. And what the disapproval is coming from the religious.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I just got.
Exactly. Yes. That's exactly because he will explain. And the whole thing is get to a relationship, get to know the Lord yourself, and really love yourself. He has to go in. And when tonight I wanted to say, when you were talking about the health is in the natural is our wealth, even in the spirit, because you can move. And these things got to be taught now, because we be indoctrinated in one area and don't pay attention. Because in my family, because of the health and the trauma, and they had dementia and Alzheimer's, they had bitterness, they had families not speaking, and it grieved me to grieve the Lord, because God was showing me and telling me what to tell them, but they wouldn't hear me. And so I felt just
but
like
God
you.
But God gives a strategy. See, he's going to give you the strategies, praying in the spirit. Okay, that doesn't work. God is going to show you something else that'll work. He never, you know, and if he taught us everything, then the enemy would know everything.
That's right.
And, but he,
that's true.
You know, God works with us, and a lot of times he'll drop things in our spirit. The enemy can't understand what God drops in our spirit. So that's why it's really important to hear his voice. And sometimes not saying anything and praying the spirit, because the enemy can't understand the tongues. You're going stealth. You know, I learned a big lesson with that. I went to a museum, and they had different airplanes, old-fashioned airplanes, and there was this one corner that was empty, and it said stealth. And I'm like, what's a stealth, I asked. And then they told me, and they laughed, and they said, stealth is one of those airplanes that the enemy can't find. It goes unnoticed. The radar can't pick it up. So, and I go, but why is it empty? You know, because it's stealth. You can't pick it up. You can't see it. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
and so that guy does the same thing with tongues. Yeah, God does the same thing with tongues. We go stealth.
Yes, good. That's good. I sure thank you for that.
I didn't even know what I was praying about. I knew I was praying about something for that person that God had. I was even feeling so strong in my spirit. But I tell you, it will come in waves. And then it gets strong. And then it will go away. And then it gets free. To the point that person even apologized.
Amen. That's so good. I want to tell you as a testimony, because testimony, when you said that, testimonies are wonderful. They're so powerful. Yep. And people believe because they see you or they can hear what God is saying. And celebrated our 49th anniversary in July, and I told him I'll come back and talk about it. And I did pray. I believed God, and it was very nice. And so when we came back, I noticed our youngest daughter been going through some stuff, and pray for her husband, and then he underwent chemo, but the Lord surprised us with a granddaughter, baby number 9. Yeah, and she was 8 pounds and so many ounces, and she was born August the 6th. And so I said, oh, my little surprise. And so my husband says, he mentioned once, he says, oh, I don't like surprises, you know, da-da-da. And when my message for the church, when they asked me to preach on that night, that Sunday night, God said I could use that. My message was surprise. God loves surprises. And he was saying that. he was saying, I have many surprises for you. It's always good because I'm not going to tell you everything. But I just thought that was so wonderful. So that's my testimony, God. Even though we went through, I have a new little granddaughter that I held, and I looked at her,
double
and
blessing.
I'm so thankful to the Lord. Yeah, yeah, double blessing. So keep my family in prayer. The enemy was trying to do things, but God's hand is in it as well. And I'll take that even more of praying in the spirit for them, for my husband and our family. It's so much needed. Yeah.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift up our sister's husband, her daughter, her daughter's marriage, Father God, and that new baby, Father God. We just pray that you, the blood of Jesus be upon this family, and whatever the works of the enemy tries to come in, Lord, we just pray that you stop the enemy, Lord. And, Lord, you're like a warrior that wakes up and comes in and brings vengeance on the enemy, because it's not against flesh and blood that we come against.
Yes,
we come against what?
Yes,
these spirits, these powers and principalities and rulers and wickednesses in high places, Lord. We just plead the blood of Jesus over this family. We pray, Father God, that what the plan of the enemy, Father God, fail, Father God. And we just pray, Father God, that you just help my sister to be in tune to what the Spirit of God is showing her. Even when he stirs her up in her spirit, man, that she will intercede when she sees their faces in her mind, that she will be obedient to pray for them at whatever hour it is that you call her to pray for them, Father God, and that she'll be alert, Father God, knowing that it is you showing her when to pray for them, Father God. And we just thank you,
thank
Father,
you.
In the name of Jesus,
thank
for
you.
The turnaround, the breakthroughs in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord,
thank
for that
you.
Grand baby. Let that baby grow strong and full of wisdom. Let that baby have God's blessing upon her. And we ask you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Carmen, God bless you. I enjoy you. I enjoy the, and I pray that you continue to do, being obedient to do the Lord's will. And I'll be listening for more revelation on the health as being our wealth. And, I can't wait to hear the rest.
I like that. Health as being our wealth. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Oh, me too. It got a little ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like that. I even wrote it down. Thank you, Lord. All right.
Now. Okay. Well, have a blessed night. And thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 870-415, your name and where you're from. Wait a minute, is that one? No, that's not. In one moment. 870-415.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
And who am I speaking with and where you're from?
Shavonda from Arkansas.
Shavonda?
Yes, ma'am, Shavonda.
Shavonda, okay. Sorry, I couldn't hear you clearly. All right. One moment, Shavonda. We put people on mute, and then we pray for them, and then we get back with them. All right. Okay. All right, Father God, we thank you for Shavonda. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for where you're sending her. And even though she may not understand it and she may not want it, she may not want to go where you want her to go, but she'll understand it as she goes. And we thank you, Father God. I almost see it like a reluctancy, you know, like you being reluctant and God is making you go a certain direction and you're really reluctant. You're like, you know, no, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there, and you're being, and you're going to miss the blessing because God is showing you something, and he's showing you that for your blessing. Yes, that's what I'm sensing. It's almost like you're shaking your head no, but God is saying this is where, and you're like putting your heels to your to the ground, like, no, I'm not going over there. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you will put it in Shavonda's heart, Father God, that she will know that it is your leading to go where you are telling her to go, in Jesus' name. And we pray and we thank you, Lord, because she won't be holding back, but she will move and be obedient to that, what you're calling her to, for her blessing and the blessings of others, in Jesus' name. Amen. Shavonda. Hey, how are you?
Yes, ma'am. Well, Lord have mercy. This is kind of funny. It's not cause it's so serious. Like, right now, I'm on a, like, unpaid leave for my job, and it's like I need to be there, but it's like I need to take time to focus on everything that God does want me to focus on, and I do realize everything he wants me to do, which is one being to go to a particular church, and it's been like I've had thoughts for, you know, a few thoughts over years about this one particular church because I need to be fed in a certain way. And then there's, it seems like I'm being attacked in different areas, like this job, I prayed for this job, got hired in the interview process, and it's like things are being brought against me that, but they couldn't fire me or do anything else. It's just, you know, I'm having to give in and obey.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's how what I was seeing. I didn't understand it. It was like God was trying to put you in a different place and pull you over here, but you didn't want to. And I still don't understand everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and I struggle with it because there's like so much. Were you talking about the health stuff? Exactly, to be specific, the pH balance and like the mental health. Like recently I've been like having the urge to study so much about gut health and all of that because it is like something that I've always cared about. And it's like
mm-hmm.
also I'm supposed to be restudying to renew my like nursing license. And it's like I've been like told no, but it's like I can't stop wanting to – I can't get it out of my mind to stop thinking about it.
And you don't want it? You don't want it, but you feel like that's where you're supposed to go? That you're going to?
It's a struggle. It's a struggle because over the years I've had, like, these different types of patients. You become so accustomed, and it's like I care for them as if it was me. Like, if I was, you know, you would have that position, and God calls me to do research in different areas. Well, I'm not an occupational therapist, but if I'm there to do something to help somebody, I'm going to do everything in my power I can. So things begin to shift. And it's like, in spite of what somebody tells me, I have until the end of this year to go ahead and like some places will hire you without it, but it's like, urgent that I go ahead and renew my license because for whatever reason.
But what if it's a job that may not be anything with what you've had before that opens the door with that nursing, and it may be in some other place that may be a blessing.
Yeah, it's I've had so many across my mind and. Oh, Lord, he's like, yeah, I need to take deep breaths because I don't want, you know, you shouldn't become anxious, but it's like.
But you know what? Sometimes there's jobs that are, you know, I know because I've worked in certain places which will cause people anxiety. And that's not of the Lord. That's just what man sets up to create employment. In a certain way,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't mean that we have to take that, and it doesn't mean that there's not another other option other places that will not allow you to. And so you can't keep it in your mind to think that everywhere you're going to go is going to be that way. It may not be that way. And it may be an open door for nursing in a particular job and something else, maybe at an office where you're not as stressed out as in maybe a clinic. I don't know. It could be, you have to listen to the voice of the Lord. All I know is that I'm sensing that God is pulling you somewhere. It's for your blessing, and you're putting your heels, and you're like, no, 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 like you're refusing to go. And so maybe that's what it is. Maybe there's something else to this. You just prepare yourself and continue looking, and there might be another option. You keep working with what you have. And then when that open door comes, then you're already ready and prepared for it. You already have your nursing paperwork already in line, and that'll open the door for that other job. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. At one point, I did kind of beat it because it was like, no, 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 no. And I'm like, I didn't get upset because I was like, okay, well, maybe that's not where God wants me to be. But I guess after so many no's, you'd be like, well, do I even acknowledge this anymore? But I can't ignore it because of the urgency that I feel whenever if I even think about it, if I see something on the commercial about it, I don't know, it's just, it's like I have to do whatever it is. If I don't even think about it in that particular way, I'll just look up something about an organ in the body, and it's just like I just go, I don't know, there's a switch that happens.
You like doing that. It's a little difficult to hear you. You sound like you're in a tunnel. I'm trying to make out what you're saying.
Yes, ma'am. I was saying that no matter what type of way I think about it, it's like there's a switch that happens, and it's like I go zone in because it's not like a job. It's like kind of like fulfilling my purpose. You know how you do something good and it makes
like what I was
happy.
Saying earlier. Like I was saying earlier that there were some things and it was easy for me. It was an enjoyment. I like doing it. It's not work.
Yeah.
So that's how you feel about it. It just pulled you into that. But because you've had bad experiences, you are reluctant. But don't think it that way. Allow God to show you maybe through reviews or somebody that's worked in a certain place, and maybe you can apply to that other place. It may not be as angry. But, yes, you do have to be careful with the stress, and don't allow that, you know, because that can hurt you in the long run. You can end up sick. You can end up with a weak immune system. You can end up with anxiety, depression, and things like that because you're not happy in certain environments. But that does not mean that all environments are going to be the same. And there's a time in the season. You just prepare yourself and be the best nurse that you can be and have it ready, because when God is going to get ready to bless you, you have all your ducks in a row.
Yes.
And then you can go in there, boom, and take it.
Yes, and right now I'm kind of, maybe it's because of the fact that I'm still grieving my mother's death. She died, like, at the end of last year, and I could be, like, good, but when I stopped praying about it, that's when it seemed like I became attacked in, like, my body and my health. That's where this other scenario where I'm still employed at one particular job, but it's like I'm on an unpaid leave, and I'm having to go get therapy because, which I do need to talk about some things, but I know that what is spiritual is spiritual, and God is trying to grow me, so. Like,
yeah, well, maybe you know, I know we all need money. We all need money, but maybe find a job that doesn't pay as much, that you don't have to be as stressed. Meanwhile, you prepare yourself for that job that you really want when you hear about it and you already have everything in order. But right now, you need to take care of some things, and that's your emotions. You yeah. want to do all that. There's moments where you have to pull back and say, okay, God, I'm weak, but you are strong.
Yeah.
And sometimes God watches us to see what we're going to do. And then when you say, Lord, I can't, but you can, that it seems almost like an open portal happens that he says, okay, now I'm coming in because I'm going to give you grace to make it because I'm the one that's going to do it for you, not you doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
And so we cry out to God and say, Lord, I can't. I can't do this. I'm limited here. You're going to have to come in and step in. And so I'm just stepping back because I can't do it. I'm not proving anything to anybody. I can't.
Yes.
But you can. My trust is in you. And he loves that because then that you, now you get it. Now you get that I'm the source of your help.
Yeah.
And sometimes we, you know, we go crazy and we just go through anxiety and fear and depression and all that stuff. And we don't get it. We have to understand. All right, okay, these things are attacking us, and you know what? Then he wakes up like a sleeping giant and comes in and attacks the enemy. And you got to understand, what we come against is not against people.
Yeah.
The things that we go through sometimes in jobs, it's not against people. When you start understanding that it's God and that you plead the blood of Jesus over whatever the influence of the enemy trying to use people, and you love on people and you love them and pray for them, then there's a release. The enemy has to let go because love comes in. The enemy will come in like a flood. But then God comes in and sets up a standard against the enemy. And then God comes in and the banner over us is love. It's through love. I'll give you an example. One time I was making a business, and I felt like the Lord was saying, go open this business because I needed money. I needed to make money. So and this is really weird. I tell you this really weird, but I passed the test, but not in the way that people would think. I decided to label that company Angel Baskets. And so I started making baskets, and I was going to sell it at a flea market because I felt that that was where I was supposed to go. And do you know that when I went in and I had everything, you know, I was going to set up the tent and everything for that flea market, you have to get up early. That whole flea market was flooded. I
Whoa.
Saw the water coming, and the whole thing flooded with water. It was a big place. And some old pipe broke in that area, and all that water came through the street into that flea market. And I wasn't able, and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I had a knot in my stomach. I was like, oh, my God, did I hear right? And do you know the water came right to where my car was? I had not taken anything out yet. The water stopped right there.
Wow.
I was supposed to pull things out. But then the person next to me had been there earlier, and they had statues and things like that. So the man is hurrying up to try to get all his statues up to higher ground. And so what I did was turn on my light to help the man see where he was going because he was going to lose his stuff. I stayed in my car. I wasn't going to, you know, but the water was right next to where my car was. So the man puts a statue in front. When I turn on the light to help him, do you know what it was? I felt like it was like the enemy mocking. It was an angel statue with a basket.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh. So then an hour or two went by, and they were able to drain the flea market. And we were able to open up, you know, our stands. So everybody started making money and this and that, and I did not make a dime. They were beautiful baskets. Nobody wanted to buy any. They kept saying, oh, how pretty this and how pretty that. Not one. I went home defeated. And I was like, Lord, did I hear you right? And then the night before, I think I had given, I was on PGN and I had prophesied something about that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord lifts up a standard against them, and the banner over us is love.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Lord, did I hear right? I was like, oh, my God. So then my family came in into town, and I didn't have nothing. I didn't have money. I didn't have anything. Nobody knew that I was struggling. The Lord says, you're going to give them the basket. And I was like, what? I go, what am I going to do? And the Lord says, you're going to love on them with your basket. So I went to, and it was like perfect. The baskets that I made was perfect for everybody. And they were, my sister was with her mouth open, and I was like, then later on the Lord says, see, the flood came close to you, but it didn't overwhelm you. And I showed you that so that you could see that when the enemy comes in like a flood, I set up a standard against him, and he couldn't pass that point. And he says,
amen.
But you overcame with love, because the banner over me was love, the love of God. And so when we have the love of God, we give the love of God to others. And so that was the symbolism and all that. And so God protected me through all that. And I was like, amen. I don't understand it, but this is crazy. This is crazy. And I got pictures, too, to prove it. It's crazy.
Oh my goodness.
So we don't understand everything. But the thing is that we need to learn to walk in God's love. He will protect us. We may not understand everything that happens, but spiritually, the enemy lost. And the enemy wanted me to get fear and not walk in love because I was afraid. Because when you're afraid, you don't walk in love. And I walked in love, and I trusted the Lord. And at first I was like, Lord, what's going on? What am I going to do? But then, you know, I was obedient to hear. I knew I was supposed to do that. But that was the test. That's what he wanted me to do. He wanted me to walk in love. He went and used that process to teach me something, and that was to walk in love.
Yes.
You see? And so you don't take it upon people that are being ugly to you.
Yeah.
You love. Love overcomes the enemy. Whatever happens at work or whatever, you plead the blood of Jesus over there, you bless them, and you allow God to use you in love, in his love.
Yeah.
That banner over you is love. I know it sounds weird, but it truly happened.
No, it doesn't, because, I mean, sometimes that's how things can, it's almost if we're close at the end, you'll be like, oh, it makes sense now, but I thought I was going crazy or something.
No, sometimes we're going through some testing that God is trying to test us to show us, you know, that no matter how ugly things happen to us, you know, we walk in love. And I remember this one lady, a minister. She went through hell and back, and people were coming against her. And this happened. What I told you, just told you, that happened about a year ago. But this minister, she says that other ministries were coming against her and saying all manner of ugly things about her. And God was like, what are you going to do now? He showed her how to walk in this supernatural love. And she didn't understand it. And something broke. And when that broke, her ministry took off. That's when, because of her obedience, then that her ministry took off. In the natural eye, you won't see nothing that makes sense. But then once you pass the test, you'll realize, oh, that's why this happened. That's why this happened. That's why you had me by faith do this and this and this, because you were taking me somewhere, trying to teach me something.
Yes.
And so God is trying to teach you something, but it's not against flesh and blood. It's the enemy.
Yes.
And so you listen to God, and he'll show you. But get close to him so that he can show you. You'll pass the test.
Amen. Amen. Thank
may
you.
Not look like it. Yeah. Joseph, if he would have thought of, you know, he wouldn't have passed the test, and he did. And then God used him mightily later on. So those attacks, do you not think he would have gotten afraid and been anxious and depressed in prison and all the things that were happening to him? But he maintained himself. He still believed God. He still followed what God was saying, and God came through for him. So we have to trust and believe God no matter what we see.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carmen.
You're welcome. Anything else you would like to say?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, God bless you. You have a blessed week. And remember, you're going to pass the test.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. All right. 251-229, your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Hey, Sarah from Alabama. You know the deal. It's nice to hear you. One moment. All right. Thank you, Father, for Sarah. For Sarah from Alabama. Thank you, Jesus. I heard the word rest. I hear that, you know, things are, seem like I'm a standstill. But God is saying that, you know, he's giving you a rest, your breath, so you can catch your breath, and that he's wanting you to catch your breath because are going to ramp up, and he needs you to catch your breath and organize and how do I say this? You know, like, regather things, you know, and put things in order. He's just giving you a time to breathe. This is like between things. Okay. All right. And so he's letting you catch your breath and rest. And that's, and sometimes you want to do so much, but you know what? Take that time and rest. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. And I think you know that already. So I thank you, Lord, for Sarah. Help her, Father God, to rest in the small pause that you're giving her to gather herself so that she can move, continue moving in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a pretty good while now.
Good.
Well, that's exactly what I've been doing. The Lord is really using you as his spiritual mouthpiece. I've been resting in him, you know, letting him lead and guide my footsteps and order my footsteps and taking a little breather. Liz, she's getting ready to get the medical side another semester, and so I'm praying for her tonight. That's something that kind of was a little financial end that I have to take care of, but I'm glad the Lord gave me the funds to do it. So I had to take a little bit of breath in that, in a way, because, you know, trying to get her ready for the next stepping stone in the medical area, arena.
I see that, but I see that word rest, you know. Maybe it's not rest in the way that you think, you know. It's like a pause, enough time for you to gather your things and put them in order. That's what I see. It's not like a total rest, but, you know, like a restful pause so that you can get things in order is what I'm sensing. And so that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Get things, because if we're go, 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 you're burning your candle on both ends. And that God doesn't want you to be that. Mm-hmm. Yep. You don't want that, because then it'll be even harder and it'll even take longer. It'll take longer for you to recoup, and you don't want that. But, yeah, it's a restful pause. And I keep mentioning the pause because, yeah, it is a pause, but it's not totally a pause. It's enough for you to gather yourself so that you can continue. Because too much is too much. Too much is too much. But he's giving you the pause that it can be possible.
Thank you, Lord. Father, I just lift up Sarah's daughter. Father God, I pray that, Father God, that she would also realize the blessing her mother is. And I pray, Father God, that you also help her and prepare her. And, Father, in the new semester, help her to be connected with the right people so that they will flow, so they can go. And, Father God, that there's certain people that are right for us to flow with, and there's some people that just, you know, make things harder for us. And so I just pray that you connect her with the right people so she can flow and then she can go in Jesus' name. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Yeah, the relationships, there are certain relationships, even among co-students, other people that are, Lord, I just pray that you connect her with the right ones in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And I, you know, I pray that too because of the world we live in, you know, you always have to be prayed up and carry the Lord along with you because it's needed. I mean, it is definitely needed every step of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's going to flow with it. She's going to flow with it, and she's doing what she loves. So it may be hard to study and try to cram it all, but it's a joy for her, and she's loving it, and she's going to be good. She's going to be good. She's going to be good as long as you put the, she's going to be good. And you're a good mom, and Lord bless Sarah, Father God, and help her, Father God, to also put into her own life, Father God, that we can't give what we don't give ourselves also. And I pray, Father God, that she would also take care of herself, Father God. We just pray, Father God, for that time spent with you and on physical strength, Father God. Give her physical strength, a mental refreshment, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that for a refreshment, a refreshing, Father God, over Sarah's head, from the head to her feet, in Jesus' name. Refresh her, Father God, in Jesus' name, that she will feel like she's had 2 or 3 weeks of vacation, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Do it for
Thank
her,
you,
Father.
Jesus.
Do it for her in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord. Do it, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And Father God, I thank you for Prophet Carmen tonight. I thank you that she's a woman of God that's being used by you 100% to give it all to people that is in need, that have a need that needs to be fulfilled, that needs to be heard by you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for her being a light unto other people's pathways, Father God. And thank you for her praying, not only for me, but for others who are in need, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I receive it. Thank you, sis. God bless you. Is there anything else you have tonight that you'd like to say?
Well, I have, she's my nephew's wife, and she's just been on my mind. Last night I prayed for her, and I just been on my mind lately. I'm just praying for her to have a refreshing as well, a touch of the Lord in her life because, you know, she has, six children, and she's, you know, she tries to give it her all, so I'm trying to just praying that the Lord give her a touch because she definitely keeps them in church and keeps everything going right. So I'm just praying that she has an upkeeping and lifting up in her life too.
Yes. I you know what? I'm sensing that's not a problem. That's not a problem. That's what she's been equipped for. What I'm praying is that God would supply all her needs and all her children's needs, the physical, the clothing, and anything that they may need. Father God, we just pray, Father God, that you bless that family, Father God. We know that the love of the mom is not lacking, Father God, that she has the love, and And like I was saying before, when you love doing what you have, it's no problem. It's just being equipped in other things, you know, that we need to complete that. And so I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, bless that family, supply all their needs according to your riches and glory, Father God, that they lack nothing. And I thank you for the love of this mother for her children. Protect those kids wherever they go, Father God. And, Lord, I just thank you because you're giving her wisdom to know how to organize her family and to make it smoother because she loves being a mom. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's not
thank
like
you
the
so
world.
Much.
It's not like the world, you know. I don't sense that. I sense, you know, there's a flow there, but sometimes, you know, the lack of finances to do things is that's what was needed. That's what I sense. Mm-hmm. I don't think she has any problems with anything else. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to be a, you know, a help to her as much as I can. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a blessing to have children. That's a blessing from the Lord. And, you know, it's amazing, you know, when I was raising my children, it wasn't the lack of not knowing how to take care of them. It was the finances, you know, the things that we needed for them. And God always came through. God always provided for everything. So God will provide. Amen. Is there anything
Amen.
Else you'd like to pray about?
Well, no, I just wanted to just basically just keep it together with just a closer walk with Jesus. I just, you know, just want more of him, less of me, and may he increase while I decrease.
Oh, Lord, you
should be humble.
Bless her, Father God. You hear what she said. You hear her heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Father God. And use her, Father God. Use her like never before. And I thank you, Father God, for letting everything flow and for supplying all their needs so that her daughter can go to school so that she can pay her bills. Father, bless, bless, bless my sister in the name of Jesus and in her health. Oh, yes, Lord, give her rest in her body in Jesus' name. And I hope you heard the beginning of the show and also remember to listen in to Prophet Randy. I got a feeling that God is going to bring a lot of new things in the coming messages that he's putting in Prophet Randy in. So it's going to be good. I just don't like it because I fall asleep because I'm tired, but it's going to be good. But God always wakes me up when I need to. It's funny. It's like, bing, I'm awake, and it's exactly what I need to hear or, you know, maybe jump in or say something. But, yeah, it's going to be good. So I wouldn't miss it if I were you all. Listen in on to Prophet Randy. And make sure you take communion. Because there was some breakthrough on Thursday. Things were happening on Thursday after that communion. There's something awesome. Prepare yourselves for communion because God breaks off things from us that we don't even realize that we need. And it's for the whole PGN. I mean, God was doing some stuff on everybody on Thursday. It was awesome. I can't say enough. Just listen to it. It really got good. It got juicy. All right, Sarah, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, yeah, I wanted to. I'll always remember Prophet Randy in such a special way, especially when I was going through and I had COVID personally. And I was on the line and I said, I don't know what's going on with me. I mean, I knew that they told me that. I had it earlier that day, you know, I went and I said, gosh, I don't, you know, because I was feeling heated and it was something, of course, I never had in my life. And I said, I believe I'm, you know, it happened like this. I went in earlier that morning to the American mm-hmm. Family Care, and I said, I just want to see, I've had the sniffles and just feeling kind of weird. So they told me, you know, yes, I had COVID. Then later on, it was, I think a Wednesday, was it a Wednesday night show? No, it was a Tuesday night show. And I was praying with Prophet Randy, of course, when it became my turn. And I told him, I said, I don't know what's going on with me. I said, they did diagnose me with having the COVID. And he prayed over me that night. And, you know, I end up going into the hospital. But due to his prayers and the Lord coming through and making sure that I made it through all right, because I started having the breathing and all this kind of stuff, it was a right-on-time prayer, because I ended up making it out of COVID. You know, when they told me that it was, you know, it was severe, but I ended up with the prayers of Prophet Randy and the pre-GN team, and I just remember it, and I'm just praising the Lord for just being a part of the prayer team there, because it was a point that, you know, I remember now, because my mom, she'll be on the 24th, she'll be gone away from me now for about a year. And
two days later, like I think it was the 29th of August, it'll be a year.
Yeah, the 24th, it'll be a year from me that my mom's been deceased now. So instead of us celebrating on the 24th, we're going to just put up some balloons on our birthday. So, and that's September the 6th.
Just remember her legacy. And my dad right now, he's in the hospital, and it looks like he's also dying. So we're expecting some news pretty soon. So we just have to remember, like I told my brother, we have to remember the good things that they did and the legacy they left us, and, you know, that we were blessed. But we can't allow ourselves to get down and you know, be stuck, you know. That was one of the things that I told my brother about my dad, that he was stuck because he couldn't see past his early beginnings as a child. His mom wasn't there. He didn't have a mom, and his father remarried. And so he was from aunt to aunt being taken care of. And so there was a lot of things, a hole in his heart. And so we can't allow ourselves to have those holes. We have to fill our hole with God. Fill that emptiness that we have with God and allow God to keep moving us and pushing us forward, because if not, we'll be stuck. We'll be stuck. But nobody but us can allow that. God will not override what you don't allow him. So, you know, many people are stuck because of the way they think. And so, we believe that, okay, you know, things happen. We lose our family and our loved ones, and we take it and allow ourselves to just look at the good and remember the legacy and not be stuck with the pain of it. And because all these things happen. They will happen. And that's what I tell you. Don't stay stuck. You know, yes, it's painful to lose parents. But you keep moving, and you keep knowing that, you know, you're doing what God is calling you to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we have to make sure that's why we have to, right, we have to let other people know about God so that they'll make it to heaven, whether it's through the Lord coming back or through a death. It doesn't matter. And so we don't know. Even Jesus doesn't know what more hour God is going to send him. So all we know, you know, some people will go, and some people will go when the Lord comes, you know, for them. So it doesn't matter. We have to be ready, and we have to tell other people. We don't live in the future. We live in the now. And so many people are like that. They live in the future, waiting for the future to get here for them to start living or to do something. No, tomorrow is not guaranteed to anybody. We do what we need to do today. And we don't live in the future. We live in the now. We need to learn to number our days and make the most of them while we have them, because we don't know how. Maybe for one person, it may be maybe two more days, or maybe a year, or maybe 5 or 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, but we don't know. Maybe for one person, it may be their last days, and they may be 17. Or maybe they're 80 and they're living in their last days. So nobody knows when their last day is. Is we need to live in the now and live doing what God has called us. Why He put us here on earth for. So it is painful to lose family and parents, you know. But we have to remember the legacy. They, you know, did God bring us here for? And we thank the Lord for them, and that's it. You know, we don't stay stuck. We don't stay stuck. So, yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. It is amazing that the Lord had you to go ahead and, you know, bring it out, not staying stuck and things of that nature. It took me, it took a while for me to get over my mom because, you know, it's so close. It was Leah, my mother, and I, and for years and everything, but I always would tell myself to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and He wants us to rejoice in His fullness and His holiness. While the time that we're here on earth, the time that we're gonna, you know, looking for the mark of the high calling, you know, which is in Jesus Christ. So it's not you're just staying stuck, saying, okay, I can't move. I'm not gonna, you know, live it down. And, but it took a while, not saying that it didn't take me a while, but I had to remember myself, this is, you know, everybody has a number, everybody, you know, and this it's a journey, mm-hmm. and it's how we live it out and how we walk it out in here.
And I'm saying this for somebody that may have lost people that weren't believers, that they may not be where they want them to be. People make their own choices.
Right.
Some will go to heaven, some won't. And so that should motivate us to minister to other people, to let other people know about God and let the love of God be seen through us to them. And so we need to continue trying because we don't want anybody to perish. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son so that they would not perish but have everlasting life. And unfortunately, there's people that have not or don't want that everlasting life. They don't get it. They don't get it. And so we're going to see that. And that's sad, but that should motivate us to move and pray and seek God on their behalf, even so the more. Amen. So, you know, that's even harder for some. So I hope so. Whoever's feeling that way, they understand. Pray. You can make a change even through prayer. They may not listen to you, but you can make a change through prayer. Even at the last minute, the Lord can even minister to them at the last minute. So always have hope. Amen.
Amen. This has been an amazing show. This has been an amazing show, and I'm thankful to the Lord for you and everything that He has given you and gave to tell the people on the show tonight. It's been amazing.
Amen. Anything
Glory
else, Sarah, that you would like to share?
No, that's it. Thanks so much for taking me.
All right. Well, God bless you. You have a wonderful week. And God bless your daughter. Bye-bye. All right. 828-989, your name and where you're from?
This is Jennifer from North Carolina.
I'm sorry, who's this? I couldn't hear it.
Jennifer. Jennifer from North Carolina.
Jennifer from North Carolina. Let me put you on mute. We have also another caller after this. They don't have their hands raised up, but I'll take you if you raise your hand. So let me continue with Temper from North Carolina. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the sister, Father God. We thank you, Lord,
We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I saw something with a car, and I also saw something else, you know, like a heavy board or something is really heavy upon another one. There's a heaviness about something. And there's something in between those two heavy boards. And the Lord is saying, you can't, but I can. I can remove that weight, and I can bring that thing out. I can. You can, but I can. Ask me, see what I will do. Ask me and see what I will do. And there's something else about a car. I'm not sure. Maybe there's something about a car that you need something. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that is. But all I can hear is, ask me and see what I can do. Thank you, Lord, for whatever it is that's in hiding or hidden between those two planks. You can take that out, those two. It's like a board, a heavy board. There's two heavy boards, and there's something in the middle, and you need to get that out. And so God is saying that he can. You can't. You can't get it off, but he can, and he can bring that out. Thank you, Lord. And if there's some issues with the car, Lord, we just pray in Jesus' name that you would just deal with that in Jesus' name. I'm not sure what it is, what's going on with that, but I pray that you bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Temper, are you there?
Amen. Thank you. Wow.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well. Thank you. Doing well.
What's going on?
That's the second word I've gotten about a car.
Yeah, I saw a car. I'm not sure what it is, but whatever it is, it's the Lord is going to take care of it. But there's two things, what's interesting, or what I saw was like two heavy, heavy panels, and there was something in there in between that you needed to get, but you couldn't do it. But God was saying, ask him, and he will do it, and he'll get it out.
I will do that. Oh, he's so good. Yes, he's so good. Thank
you.
He's just been really breaking a lot of emotional trauma off of me.
Yeah, you know, before you
growing and maturing.
Give me a moment. Let me pray for you. Father, I just break that spirit of depression off of my sister right now, the spirit of anxiety in her, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just break that off of her. I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you just fill her up, that your Holy Spirit will fill her with joy. With joy, 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 joy. Overflow, overflow, overflow in Jesus' name. Let it overflow in her, Father God. Let it overflow, 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 overflow. Touch her mind right now. That thing that's there, it's almost like a dark shadow over your head. And I break that in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over her right now. You let her go in Jesus' name. Yes, you let her go in Jesus' name. I break that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break that in Jesus' name off of her. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Off of her emotions right there in her belly area. Lord, bring it out in Jesus' name. There's something there, Lord, that it's almost like something in the pit of your stomach. Lord, we just pray that you that break off in Jesus' name. What is that, Lord? What is that, Lord? In the name of Jesus, that spirit of worry, go from her in Jesus' name. Yes, that's what it was. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, it was on like on the pit of your stomach, like, you know, like you had a knot. And so, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for setting our sister free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
yeah,
you,
there's
Jesus.
Still a little bit on, like in the front part of your head, Lord. Put your hand on your head. In the name of Jesus,
okay.
Lord, break that off of her in Jesus' name. She's an anointed one. The enemy has no reason to touch her. She belongs to Jesus. She belongs to Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. She belongs to Jesus. Don't
thank
allow
you,
the enemy to lie to you.
You.
When you hear those words and the things, it's coming from the outside. So when you hear that, take authority over it because you have the mind of Christ, and that's what the enemy is trying to attack, your mind. He's trying to attack your mind. Amen? So you need to stand and do something and say, no, I have the mind of Christ. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. And it's coming from the outside. It's not coming from inside. That's what I'm sensing. It's on the outside. That's what I was seeing, like a dark, like a, how do I explain this? You know how Linus would walk around with a dirty little towel, a blanket, and it was like it had like a little cloud around it. It's sort of like,
yeah.
like that. It was like a dirty little cloud over your head trying to, you know, infiltrate. So, but no, you belong to the Lord. Don't allow the enemy to lie to you. Okay?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Well.
Thank you, Lord.
Right. Well, he's been really, like, revealing, like, I've had visions and dreams about the enemy, and saying, and he's also been revealing, like, little foxes, but I'm not sure what the little foxes are yet. But I've just been praying about that, but I know something spiritual is hanging around trying to attack.
Yeah, he's lying to you. Yeah, he was lying to you, and so that's been broken off. So when whatever lies the enemy tries to say, you rebuke and you say, no, I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ, and take scriptures and declare over yourself the things that I'm in the head, I'm not the tail, I'm above and not beneath. And there's more scriptures to that, you know. So start declaring and decreeing that over the atmosphere. Worship, too, just worship. Of whatever it is I see is from the outside, not from the inside. So, you know, you take authority over it. Take authority and command it to go. Sometimes, you know, there's things that the Lord wants us to do, and the enemy knows it, and so they try to hinder that. Amen? They try to hinder that with, you know, by putting things on you. So, you know, you have to fight back. You don't take it sitting down. You take it and stand and come against it. Wow. Thank you, Lord. You know, I'm sensing that the Lord is calling you to be a warrior. If not, you're already operating in that. I'm sensing you that word, warrior. And that's why the enemy's attacking you. He's trying to attack you. He sometimes attacks those that he knows that he needs to get them down before they can even get up and come against him. So he's calling you to be a warrior in prayer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I see.
Thank
I saw that word, warrior. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for the confirmation. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Study books on prayer and how to pray and things like that, and practice on people. That's the best.
Yes.
Start using your family as guinea pigs. Start where, you got a headache? Well, let me pray for you.
Yes.
It starts that way.
I did that actually today. Yeah. I was doing that today, a little bit of that. Yeah.
That's not a coincidence that I said that.
Right. I felt him tell me to step out today, so I did. Yeah.
Yes. You're a warrior. And as you allow the Holy Spirit to do more in you, you're going to be surprised. You're going to be surprised. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Carmen.
Yeah, sometimes intercessors and get attacks because the enemy wants to, you know, make you think that is your. But you know what? You don't have to fear because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He makes you want to believe that you're powerless over him, and that's not true. He's scared of you. Don't allow him to put these things on. Get mad. Get mad and say, how dare you? Get away. Take your stand.
I'm so aware.
Come again.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know because it's happened to me. It's happened to me and it's happened to many others, you know, and they're like, why am I feeling this way? And it's just the enemy. He wants to get you down before you can even get up against him. You know, he's sneaky. He don't care. He even attacked babies in the mother's womb. He doesn't care how old or young you are. He plays dirty. He plays dirty.
He did. He took my firstborn. He took my firstborn. The Lord showed me that. Yeah, the Lord, I didn't really have an understanding of that. And, you know, initially in my 20s, I'm 51 now, but I did blame the Lord, and it was many years later the Lord showed me that the enemy, he broke everything down for me. So that is very true, very true.
So, you know, twice already I've said two things that have been confirmation. That's not coincidence.
Yes. No.
That's not coincidence. That's the Lord allowing me to do certain words to tell you so that you can see. The enemy doesn't play fair, and he wants you to be a warrior. He wants you to be a warrior like you've never known yourself before. Step into that.
Well,
and get mad.
The Lord has been so good. Oh, I'm mad. The Lord's been really good in revealing that the enemy is, you know, spiritually, he's shown me that my enemy is coming against me. And tonight I had an experience driving home. There was a dove in the road, and I braked, and it got across the road. But coming in the other lane was a truck, and it had a snake on it, and I look in my rearview mirror, and all I see is, like, these feathers just flying everywhere. And,
liar.
It really...
Enemy's a liar.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
he just uses fear tactics. It's just fear tactics.
Yes.
You don't pay no mind. You go, you're lying. You're a liar. And don't pay any mind. And he doesn't want you, God doesn't want you to pay attention to these things. He wants you to keep on moving and give him more glory. Don't focus your eyes on the enemy. Focus your eyes on God and give God glory. When the enemy tries to come in like a flood like that and try to lie to you and cause fear, you do the opposite. You give God the glory and you walk in love and you walk in the ways that God wants you to walk. You do totally the opposite of what the enemy expects you to do.
I don't think it's fear. It's just anger at this point. Just like I'm just ready to step out and, you know, fight.
I'm glad you said anger because sometimes, you know, when you're attacked with anxiety and fear and stuff like that, it comes out like anger.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the wrong anger. It has to be God's anger, the way God wants you to be angry about it. Yeah, because I was just today I was talking to a friend and I was telling them that there are certain people that are so hurt there that they act angry. And you would never know that it's anger. I mean, that it's not anger, that it's, you know, all these things, these anxieties and all the stuff that they've been through, all these this pain and suffering. And you would never know because they manifest as in anger. Okay, so don't always, always ask God to give you discernment,
yeah,
even when you're dealing with other people, because it may not come out the way you think. I mean, it's not always clean cut that you see things the way that the way you think it is. It may be something else manifesting in a different way, when in reality it may be fear, it may be, you know, anxiety, depression, you know, but it manifests differently. A person that will, you know, that's operating in that may be angry, and you're like, what's wrong with them? But you will never pick up the other stuff. You'll never pick up the other stuff. And so, yeah, I was talking to, I think it was my brother about somebody, and then another friend about that. And I'm like, you know, as I was talking to them, that's what the revelation that the Lord was showing me. And I was like, wow. So, yeah, for yourself and for others. So, you know, we go through a mixture of emotions, especially when we're going, when we go or someone goes through depression. It may be a whole host of different things. Like somebody that has lost somebody can be angry, sad, resentful, angry. These different emotions can come sometimes all in one day. They can all manifest all in one day, and it could be just depression. Just depression. So don't allow the enemy to lie to you. God, that's why I believe that the Lord is going to use you as a warrior, because as you learn to war, you're going to help other people. Because you're going to be able to identify the things that you help them get set free from. Amen?
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
You haven't seen anything yet. There's more. I sense you're going to be a strong warrior. You ain't seen nothing yet. You've seen some things, but you ain't seen nothing yet. So allow the Lord to show you, to teach you. Get in prayer. Pull out those scriptures. Find books that will talk about, you know, how to do warfare. You know, some things you can learn, but a lot of things are through the Holy Spirit. He'll show you, and then he'll confirm it through something that you read, and you are like, oh, that happened to me already. You know, there's awesome prayer wars. There's one that's called Cindy Trim, I think it is. Oh, my goodness, she's awesome. She's a prayer warrior. She prays, and she gets on target. She's like a machine gun. She doesn't give the enemy a moment. Yeah, that's how I see her. She's like a machine gun. Shoo. You're never the same, so... Listen to these mighty women of God, and you're gonna see something. You're gonna see a shift take place in your life, but nobody but you can allow it. Don't stay stuck.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. All right, prayer warrior. All right. I'm expecting
you.
To. And you know
what?
Pray for PGN. Pray for the ministers. We need intercessors. We need prayer warriors. We need them because that's the backbone of many ministries. Without intercessors and prayer warriors, oh, my goodness, it's like not having a spine. It's like a body without a backbone. They're the ones that make things flow. Amen? I can sense it when I'm being prayed for. I can feel it. I can feel it. This is like an energy that rises up within me. I'm like, yep, I know. I could sense that. I can sense it. So, yeah, we need you. Like Uncle Sam says, we need you. I don't know why I said that, but, yeah, we need you. Amen.
Oh. Amen, amen, all right. Amen.
And then you learn, share it. Share it on PGN.
I will.
All right.
I will.
I encourage you to listen in onto Prophet Randy's shows. I feel like he's about to share a lot of good stuff. Thursday, listen to Wednesday night and Thursday night. That was awesome. Thursday night was really good, really good. That did something for me. I mean, even Prophet Randy says, "Oh, I didn't even realize I needed that." We were all getting blessed. We were all getting blessed. So even listening to something that has been pre-recorded, you can still be blessed. So go and listen to that and be blessed. Amen?
Mm. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
All right, girl. All right. You be blessed. God bless.
Bless.
And have a great week. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. No, just... All right. Just so much confirmation. Even earlier this evening, you were talking about stoplights, and the Lord had been showing me a lot of stoplights lately. And just yesterday, I felt like him saying green light, but I'm not sure what the green light's for. But that was even confirmation.
Sometimes you don't know. But you move into it, and you'll feel it, a check in your spirit when to stop. He'll show you, and that's part of growing in Him and hearing His voice and learning how to recognize when He says do this and do that. And sometimes there's no real reason, and He'll do it just to train us. Or something that you lose, I take the opportunity. Sometimes when I lose something, I go, Holy Spirit, show me where it is. I know it sounds funny, but I do it so that I can hear and sharpen my hearing. Even when I don't really need something important, so that when something important comes up, I'm already, I've allowed the Holy Spirit to train me.
Yeah, I do that all the time, and He always comes through.
See? You see?
Yeah.
You know, what do I do?
Yeah.
I've even heard of people saying that they've been given passwords to emails that they didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how is that? I don't know, but God, I asked and the Lord gave it to me. So.
Wow, I feel Him speaking to me because I've been locked out of an iPad I had years ago that has some important stuff on it. And so guess what I'm going to be praying for?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, pray and He'll show you what
you,
to
Lord.
Do and how to open it.
Thank
Amen.
You,
thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. All right.
Thank
God bless.
You. Thank you. God bless.
All right. I have another caller on the line, but they don't have their hands up, but that's okay. I'm getting ready to end the show. You want to take a chance? I could still take your call. All right, so if nobody else is on the line, I'm going to play a song. And then once it's finished, we'll end the show. We pray that, Father God, we ask You to bless Prophet Randy, give him more revelation, Father God, that he will revelate this week like never before. Bless the PGN family, Father God, and help the PGN family, Father God, to be in tune with You. Bless them, guide them, keep them, protect, Father God, supply their needs according to Your riches and glory. And Lord, bless them in their bodies, in their soul, and in their spirit, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. And here we go. God bless. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.